Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to intervene on action number 41 on the fund, and I'm really grateful to the Ambassador of Japan, because I think she asked the right questions, and absolutely in our view there are gaps on funding, also like the representative of Norway raised earlier, among others. And we do, with regards to the idea, and absolutely the two principles guiding this fund should be complementarity and non-duplication. At the same, we're also interested to hear the focus on Article 5, so that the fund is kept narrowed. But at the same time, from our experience, we want to flag the fact that it can be Article 5, but it has also we need to accept the link to some related activities that enable the fulfillment of Article 5. But again, the scope can remain narrow. We want to flag also the importance of the fact that a fund like that, as already said, would be an opportunity for all states parties to contribute in every level of contribution. So all levels of contribution would be welcomed, should be welcomed in that fund. And I want to close with the fact that it is, like the representative of Algeria has just said, we believe it's a sign of maturity of the treaty, and it would also be an important instrument, an important tool to strengthen even further the legitimacy of the APMBC in its incoming future. We remain available for any further inputs we could give on this idea. I thank you.
Thank you, Mac, for your comments. Thank you very much indeed. The floor is given to NBA.